Hello YouTube, it's me, your boy, E-Man67. Just got word from a few friends of mine. A lot of Christmas parties that were once sponsored by the companies have been canceled. Employers no longer want the responsibility that could come from any potential harassment fallout. One buddy of mine told me that his company is going to cancel the Christmas fun, and if they want to have an office party, they have to do it outside the facility, rent out a hall, and they're going to have to do it with their own money that they collect together. The company is no longer going to pay for it. It's getting real, people. Another friend of mine said hardly no men showed up at the one Christmas party. All the guys who showed up that were married. No single guy showed up at the Christmas party. It's on. It's on. Men have fed up, and they don't even want to deal with women at the workplace. A co-worker of mine here was talking on the phone with his wife, and he said he heard from some people that he know that a lot of office Christmas parties have been canceled. The companies don't want the liability anymore. And these are male bosses, a lot of them. They canceling the Christmas party. They just say, hey, we're just done. It's all these claims of sexual harassment that a lot of them are just complete bull. And a lot of the companies don't want to deal with this mess. So this whole thing has backfired, man. It's backfired on the feminists. And my one buddy said it was nothing but married guys there. All of the single guys, they stayed home. One guy he knew personally said, nah, he's still at home playing PlayStation. He said, I'm not coming there. Because a lot of the women get drunk because liquor is snuck in, and I don't want to be anyone saying I touched them appropriately. So this Me Too thing is going to take... It's changed the culture and the work environment, and men are just going to totally avoid women. They're just not even going to talk to them. And you can see MGTOW is going to start growing. You're going to see a lot of new faces on YouTube, I guarantee you, and on Reddit. A lot of men are going to hear about the red pill. They're going to have friends who are going to tell them, and they're going to come. It's only a matter of time before MGTOW is mentioned on CNN and Fox and MSNBC. If this trend keeps up. A lot of high-profile men's careers are in jeopardy. Tavis Smiley is going to fight it, and as well he should. If he's innocent, he should fight it. He's not going to roll over and just die. He's going to fight it. Good for him. But, it's getting bad. I'm lucky I'm in a situation where I don't have to deal with women on the job because I'm in my office here with my computer. I don't have to deal with a lot of that nonsense. If you worked in the plant, there's a lot of flirtation that goes on, but I don't even talk to the women here. Anytime I walk through the facility, I don't. Someone waves, I wave back and keep walking. But it's the same as come to this, but we all knew it was only a matter of time before the feminists, they just went too far. And men have said enough is enough. This is E-Man67, that's my rant for today. Peace, I'm out.